Podument Park. I'm Andrew Murns, joined as always by Kun Shaw. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Baseball's back.
Yeah, it's good to have it back in the daily circadian rhythms. Obviously, there is the one-off day after opening day, but that we're just used to that at this point. Since then, it's been baseball, baseball, baseball. And you know what? I still like it.
I do enjoy baseball very much.
If anything, I might like it a little bit more because I am unsurprisingly digging the pitch clock and the rhythms.
Yeah, no, I'm enjoying every minute of it. Like we talked about last time, we got rid of a whole bunch of nothing.
Yeah.
We got rid of a whole bunch of nothing. And there was about 30 minutes of nothing in every game, and we got rid of it. So kudos.
Yeah, it's like rare when you have to like give it up for, Rob Manfred and company. But whatever, this worked out. Players moving along faster. Sure, there are some times when like I'm half watching a Mets game and I look up, it's 3-0, then I look again and it's 10-0 because the Mets have Metsed. But that's also a byproduct of the Mets. So
that's pitch clock plus Mets.
Yeah, shout out to Bryce Terang for the grand slam. So
kudos,
because it's a great name too. Anyway,
it is. It's a solid name.
Yeah, but this is not the Brewers podcast. We're here to talk about the Yankees. The Yankees are off to a pretty good start, 3-1 as we record now. They took 2 out of 3 from the Giants to start the season, dropping the middle game, but winning the finale. And then they beat the Phillies last night pretty handily, honestly. And it was one of those good, boring games where it's like, oh, okay, good. They're just going to win this. And then you can sort of semi-tune out,
Yeah, no, exactly. And I feel like even in the games against the Giants too, like the ones that the one, at least they played really good, solid baseball. And they just like, it was never really up in question or up in the air. Really. It was like, oh God, what's going to happen? We haven't been nervous at all.
No. And part of that is a testament to how Johnny Brito pitched in his major league debut on Sunday. Like he basically pitched as well as Nestor Cortez did yesterday. Nestor was an all-star last year. So that's about as good a debut as he could have ever hoped from a guy like that.
Yeah. And the Yankees rewarded him by sending him down. They hate him.
Yeah,
I promise.
Yeah, unfortunately, it is a kind of unfortunate in like a semi dystopian way. That's like, okay, congratulations, kid. You're going to the minors, sort of, for a little bit, and not accruing any service time because we like to game the roster in April so that we can get another reliever in here. But whatever.
Yeah, it's just more like I think you or whoever wrote the post on it nailed it. It was just like, hey, they don't really need an. They're going to need a fifth starter once between now and April 20-something or whatever.
Yeah.
So they'll be fine for the 15 days. And this way he can stay on rotation. So then whenever that April 22nd thing comes up or whatever, he'll be here. And then, at that point, he'll be good to go and, stay here. But for right now, they can manipulate it with just the amount of off days and everything they have. Like they have another one on Friday after starting the Orioles series, but that's because it's the Orioles home opener. So, yeah.
Yeah. I will say, like, to those who are like, well, it would take an injury to bring it back up. I say, do not test the fate because, Listen, that can happen. The Yankees' question of what to do about that one fifth starter spot that pops up, I believe it's April 12th in Cleveland, may well end up being answered accidentally. So let's just see what happens, who's around, who's healthy. Maybe it is just like, hey, I don't know. Michael King, stand out there for 2 innings, and then we'll do a bullpen game from there. Or maybe someone's hurt, and then they bring up, like, Devi Garcia or Matt Crook to make a spot start. And that's how that opens. But, we still got, like, another week and change until then. Lots of baseball can happen. Lots of stupid things can happen. We'll just see. Either way, I think Johnny Brito has definitely shown that he is going to be back at some point soon.
Exactly. I do have a suggestion for what they can do for that April 12th game.
What's that?
IKF starting pitcher.
Hey, you know what? If they can make IKF center fielder, sure. Let's see what we got in his arm.
Everyone would just be so confused. IKF as the opener. Like, come on, let's do it.
I will say of all the players on the Yankees' current roster, if they end up in like a mop-up situation if they're out of position player, I think it probably is IKF.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure who else it would be. Maybe Rizzo, because you think he's done that in the past.
Yeah, maybe this is finally Aaron Hicks' time to shine. Maybe that's sort of still have a good arm, coming. I think. Maybe? I don't know.
I'm not entirely sure, because I don't think he's got a good arm in a couple of years. But
he did randomly have like a really good throw, I remember, randomly last year. But I don't know if that was, yeah, the one. Yeah, I don't know about pumping in like 10 or 12, but
if you could remember one specific throw that he had that was good, I think that's a testament to his arm not being good anymore.
Yeah, or maybe it's Franchi Cordero right now, and he could throw wee airmail, you know.
Yeah, then sure.
That was one of my favorite outfield assists of all time, just because it was last night, just an absolutely terrible throw from Franchi. Nestor does a great job backing up and immediately gets the runner on third, which, you know, the play is Nestor, but hey, in the box score, outfield assist for Franchi.
I was going to say, he should give that outfield assist to Nestor.
Yeah, Nestor plays the outfield. He literally good.
He assisted the outfielder.
That's true. Literally. And Franchi gets the outfield assist. Nestor gets the outfielder assist.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. All right. We solved box scores. Good.
There we go.
I think it's a testament to our, you know, patience and professionalism that we have made it almost 6.5 minutes through the podcast and not said a word about Giancarlo Stanton's giant ding dong.
Those were not the words I was expecting to come out of your mouth, and that threw me for a loop. But yes, his giant ding dong was it?
Yeah,
that was monstrous.
Yeah,
485 feet, second longest of his career.
Yeah, to above the batter's eye and above the camera well, above the batter's eye. That is just
straight to another galaxy.
Yeah, like I have. I mean, everyone said this, but I've never seen a ball hit anywhere close to there. That's crazy.
It just looked so easy for him to just like, boop,
and it's like, oh, just a little casual 485 or whatever.
Yeah. NBD.
Yeah, you know, it's just another normal day. It's a good reminder of, I feel like a lot of people sort of quickly wrote off Giancarlo Stanton because his second half last year was admittedly not very good and he had some injuries that didn't help. But, you know, that's always the story with Giancarlo. But, you know, when he's rolling, man, this guy can homer anywhere, obviously, and he can make your offense look so, so much more dangerous.
Yeah, no, like his second half, I mean, it probably was just because he wasn't 100% healthy, which I think everybody knows. And the thing is, it's easy to overlook or underestimate what he can do when he's healthy because you just have that as like your most recent memory. But if he and Aaron Judge want to have a home run race to 74, I am all here for it.
Hey, you have called this for years, so maybe it is finally your time.
2023, the year of Crunch.
Yes, at last. But Aaron Judge also chiming in with a few home runs too, so not surprising at all. And then, you know, his first at bat of the season too.
Exactly. I was going to say, I love that he just started the season with that. And then like, there are people like, oh, is this technically, I forgot who, was it Michael Kay or somebody? He's like, is this technically number 63? He's like, no.
No.
it's not.
That's not how this works.
It's literally not how this works, my guy.
Like, maybe if it was like the postseason and you're like, yeah, well, no,
then because I would have said it too.
Yeah.
But not 100% would give him.
Is this 63? Well, it's been like, you know, 6 months off, so probably not.
Because no, if you're doing that, then you just go, oh, is this two? Then you just say it's, oh, 221 or 222. He's at total now. Yes, I looked that up really quickly. But
that's how you know he has Retupact.
Yeah, exactly.
Getting to 222 home runs.
The new captain.
Also with two home runs, maybe is Gleyber Torres also in the race for 74?
Yes, he is. As of right now, yes.
Wow, man. What a
combo. He is until he isn't.
Yeah. And you know what? Honestly, like, these are the home runs that have, I think, us even more excited. You know, obviously, like, Judge, you just sort of expect. Stanton, you're not surprised just because he goes on hot streaks like this often. But when Gleyber Torres is working that opposite field power, as Esteban has written about really well for us recently, that's when Gleyber Torres is at his best, and he's also a big difference maker in that lineup.
Yeah, no, and what you really want from Gleyber is to make Aaron Boone's life difficult and to figure out how to keep him in the lineup. Like, that's what he wants to do, is make the decision difficult for figuring out how to play him, DJ, JD, whatever, right? And Gleyber's done that so far. So he's out of the gate swing, and it's been great, and hopefully it continues, because I like when Gleyber good.
I love when Gleyber good, you know, and he's shown some good plate discipline too. He's walked five times, which is even more than Judge at this point. So
what you're saying is he's the new captain?
Yeah, apparently Captain Gleyber. Did you know?
Everyone's the captain except for Josh Donaldson.
Yeah. No, right, sorry, man.
We have 25 captains on this 26 roster.
Yeah, good for you on hitting a home run, though, I guess.
Yeah, you technically exist.
You participated. Hooray. Yeah. Oswaldo Cabrera needs to participate a little bit more. He hasn't gotten off to a good start, but, you know, I suppose if most of the other guys in the lineup are, then whatever, we'll lift.
Yeah, I mean, I like Oswaldo Cabrera, so I'll give him another week before I complain about him.
Yeah, we'll give him another 5 days before we run him out of town.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But the offense has been kind of been carried by, like, who you would expect with, you know, Judge, Stanton's been doing decent, Rizzo's been hitting well, Glaber's come out of the gate. But besides that, like, there really hasn't been much going on. Technically, Higashioka hit a home run.
He did. So, you know what? Now Higgy's the starter. Sorry, Trevino.
Yeah.
Not really. I still like Jose Trevino more because, you know, he literally won the Platinum Glove last year.
In the year 2023, Higashioka has an OPS plus of 219.
But you know, what I'm hearing is that he's basically equal to Aaron Judge. He's at 220.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. How about that?
Who'd have thought?
And some more restraint by us also, I will say, now we are almost 12 and a half minutes in, and we have not said the words Anthony Volpe.
Yeah.
It's been an interesting debut for him because it's been a combination of both understated and impressive because, like, you know, he just has a couple singles, but he's also stolen a base in three out of his four games. So he's already making a difference on the base paths and showing just how good he can be, especially with these. I mean, I think he's fast enough that he could be stealing bases regardless, even under the old rules, but especially with the new bigger bases in place, the limits on pickoffs, we've already seen how he times pitchers pretty well. So that's just great to see.
Yeah, no, I mean, his first at bat in the majors, he walked and then he had proceeded to immediately steal first base. Like, what I like about him is just he does not look like he's, you know, underprepared or anything like that. He looks like he's like, I'm here, I'm ready for it. The hits haven't come yet. Like you said, he just has a couple singles, but he also has four walks in four games. So he's not out there looking overmatched, looking lost. He's, you know, taking his time or whatever. And the hits will come, I think.
Oh, absolutely. And I also appreciate that Aaron Boone has already said, like, yeah, we're just going to let him run. Because this is the kind of guy you just give the green light to and say, we trust you, make them throw you out. And, you know, hasn't happened yet, baby.
Everything they're doing with Anthony Volpe has been very un-Yankees-like, and I'm here for it.
Yeah.
just from the simple fact of, like, we talked about, like, you know, calling, letting him make the opening day roster, and then now just letting him kind of go nuts on the base path. Like, hey, you're having fun? Let's do it.
Yeah. You know who made the opening day roster and then immediately vanished from the world? That's Devon Florial.
Yes.
That is going to be such a weird little fun fact that he was just around for opening day and then they're like, okay, now we're going to bring up a reliever. Goodbye. It's just like, okay.
I wonder, I am very curious about where he ends up, how he ends up, wherever he ends up. Does he end up back with the Yankees on like a weird minors deal or something like that?
It's not entirely inconceivable that he could just clear waivers and go to the minors, because I don't think a lot of people are like pounding at the door for Estevan Florial. Maybe someone claims him and he just is a bench outfielder for a not as good team, you know, because he can still go and get it. And I think, you know, put him on the A's, whatever, who cares, you know. I guess
him and Tyler Wade can go be friends.
Yeah, I guess they essentially just got rid of a better version of Florial and Christian Pache, who also can't hit, but is a slightly better fielder than Florial. So, you know, maybe he doesn't even end up there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just a weird thing.
It was fun while it lasted, and maybe it'll happen again, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
So, good luck to you, Esteban Florial.
Yeah, and the writing was on the wall for a long time. There were so many opportunities for the Yankees to like give him playing time in the majors over the past few years, and they very intentionally tried to do it as little as possible. It was sort of like, I think we talked about this before, but it's sort of like how they were really hesitant to give long looks to Andujar, you know?
Right.
Because there, as the rest of the majors has also affirmed, there was not a lot of confidence in the bat playing at the major league level.
No, not at all. And whenever they, and again, whenever he did get the opportunities, he didn't do anything with it.
There was like a week in 2021 when everyone had COVID and he got some home runs, but that's about it.
Yeah, and that was, yeah, that's like you said, that was the extent of Esteban Florial, and it's just been nothing since then. So, you know, he had the opportunity to make the Yankees decision, you know, difficult, or at least make people question it, make fans question, like, oh, why isn't he playing? Well, nobody really seems to question it. It's like, oh, yeah, no, yeah, they're doing the right thing here.
Now, when you're striking out that much at AAA, then, yeah, it's not gonna be a great time. So, oh, well, best of luck to him. Maybe we see him again, maybe we don't, but... we do have Franchy Cordero here, you know, who we've already talked about a little bit, but I guess he's just a bench outfielder now, which is kind of odd, but he can hit a little bit. Sometimes Yankees are good at, you know, churning stuff out from guys like Franchy, like, you know, gestures at Matt Carpenter and Mike Talkman, take your pick. So maybe this works out like Rougned Odor. Maybe he's better. You know, whatever. It's a higher potential for outfield depth than Florial. Sorry, man.
Yeah.
That's about
also,
all.
I didn't realize that the Yankees have two players named Cordero on their roster, and it's been confusing me whenever people just refer to them by their last names.
Yeah. Franchy and Jimmy.
Yeah.
They need Franchy, a sitcom.
Franchy and Jimmy, the Corderos.
Yeah. My pals. And also, I should say that ideally, they don't have to worry about the outfield depth too long, because Harrison Bader is feeling pretty good. He's taking some dry swings. It seems like he's on the comeback trail from his injury. So all good there, because as we talked about in a previous podcast, the original plan is just, you know, have Harrison Bader in center catching everything and then occasionally contributing in the lineup too. So ideally they just get back to that soon.
Hey, he looked good when I saw the video of him doing his Nestor impression the other day. So,
did
that must be helping.
Yeah, I appreciated that video too.
I did as well, and I would love to see Garrett Cole do that in action.
Oh man, no, it looked like he's practiced that before, honestly.
Oh, 100% Garrett Cole goes home and like practices this.
Yeah, it's also a good reminder of just how flexible that dude is, even though he's kind of huge.
Yeah, you know, like, that's
his legs are just swinging around. I'm like, all right, man.
Like, I just want, just once, maybe even at the All-Star game, I'll take it, fine. Just do it once, because Garrett Cole does not seem like somebody who will have fun, and I want him to have some fun.
Yeah, wait for, you know, start against the Colorado Rockies, whatever, who cares, just break it out. What are they going to do? Yeah.
Also, Garrett Cole, what an opening day start.
Yeah, man, that was, he showed exactly how good he could be, and this is like, it's not surprising to see from him, but it's easy to take for granted that he just rolls out there, just six innings and 11 strikeouts. You blink and you'll miss it. And it's like, yeah, all right. Set a new opening day record for Yankees pitchers. Eat it, Tim Leary.
You got told, Tim.
I do appreciate that apparently Garrett Cole was aware of this too, mainly because Tim Leary was also a UCLA guy.
Wait, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, part. Like in the post game, he's like, "Do you know whose record it was before?" And the reporter's like, "It was Tim Leary." He's like, "Yeah, I knew. He's a UCLA Bruin." So yeah. Sure. So congrats to Garrett Cole on remembering the guy.
If there's a reason to know, but hey, kudos.
Yeah, but you know, it's funny how you can just sort of be like, "Yeah, Garrett Cole." Full stop. That's the tweet.
Yep, that's the tweet. Also, I can't believe I've gone this long without mentioning Nestor Cortez's cleats.
Oh, the mustache cleats.
Yeah, mustaches on his cleats. What? I need those.
Well, yeah, those in my life. I don't even wear cleats regularly, but that's got to happen, right?
I'm not sure I've ever put on a pair of cleats in my life.
Tisk tisk.
And I want those.
Yeah, just, you know, hanging out. Going to the movie theater.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna go watch Super Mario Brothers while wearing the mustache cleats. It would be appropriate, at least.
Yeah. So that's going on there. Clark Schmidt, we won't touch on too long. He, I mean, the Brandon Crawford thing was bad. Can't go to 3-0 on him. Can't leave a pitch like that. That was the game, basically. Like, obviously, the bullpen did not do great work. We'll get to that later. But, he was fine his first start. They could have won that game. So, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, like, he made a mistake or whatever, right? But it wasn't like he just went out and looked bad or anything like that. I mean, it was... Shit happens.
Yeah, the Jock Peterson pitch was just like, you know, whoops. Golfed.
Yeah, that was literally Jock was playing golf.
Yeah,
like I can't. Even, you can't. Even, you if you blame Clark Schmidt for that, then I don't know what you're doing in your life.
No, that was Jock Peterson guessing low, getting it, and you know, sending one to the greens. So,
on a very random side note, I had to look up where Miguel Andujar was because, like, I knew he went to Pittsburgh last year, but then I was like, I didn't know if he made the team or if he was still with them or whatever.
He's just in the minors there, isn't he?
He's in their Triple A team, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what a time.
Yeah.
This has been Miggy Talk.
Miggy Talk.
Yeah. I think that's mostly what we can check off. I mean, the bullpen moves, Ian Hamilton, Colton Brewer are out there now, too. Hi, guys.
People who exist.
Yep. Rod Marinaccio, I will say, has looked especially sick very early. Glad to have that guy.
No, he's been fantastic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Big fan. Always love a blue hen.
I will say I was not so happy with Michael King's first performance.
No, Clay Holmes didn't do particularly well in his first performance either. He was fine in mop up last night, but yeah, Michael King in particular is just a little bit rough and kind of put a dour note on my last podcast or when we were saying like, oh, what are the things we're looking forward to for 2023? I'm like, Michael King. And he's like, I suck. Not actually, but yeah.
I mean, I'm sure he's going to bounce back from this and he's going to be
he's
fine.
Doomed.
No, okay. Yeah, you heard it here first, folks. He's doomed.
Down with the King.
Clay Holmes did pitch well in the against the Phillies and he lowered his ERA to be tied with Michael King. And
oh, good.
Raised his ERA plus to be tied with Michael King. Their ERA is now 10.8, and their ERA plus is 49. Not
well,
what you want, folks.
They will figure it out. It's fine.
You know what's fun? Of all the pitchers on the Yankees active roster, only four of them have an ERA or ERA plus. Nobody else is giving up a run, apparently.
Hey, you know what? I've heard that to win, you don't allow a lot of runs. So that's a good strategy by Matt Blake. I like him innovating in new ways, and we love him for it.
Yeah, this is what happens when you pitch two shutouts in four games, and the other game you only allow one run.
Yeah, it's a savvy move. Veteran, you know, you like it.
I think they should continue to try this strategy. I think it'll work for them.
Yeah. And it's a better ERA than someone like Michael Kopech, who I had to watch get obliterated by the Giants yesterday. He gave up like four home runs in an inning. It was pretty bad.
Michael Conforto got his first one for the Giants. I saw that, right?
He did. He did.
So good job, Yankees, for doing that.
Yeah.
Doing what you did instead of doing what happened yesterday.
Yeah. All right, so I think we will take an ad break, and we'll be right back. And we're back. So here is the part of the show where normally we run through the BREF top 12 players in WAR, even early in the season, because that's honestly when it's funniest. But we are still so young in the season that they are, understandably, we should say, not calculating WAR yet. But do you have an idea?
But I am calculating WAR.
Oh, okay. Well, this is scientific.
This is it. This is accurate. Are you all ready for this?
You've crunched the numbers.
The 2023 Cunchball reference WAR leader, Giancarlo Stanton, for destroying that baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Nestor Cortez for his cleats. Anthony Volpe coming in at number four. Aaron Judge. Yeah, that's right. Right, you think he'd be number one, but no, he's not. He's four.
I thought he'd be number nine, but
no, he's at four. Anthony Rizzo, five.
Okay.
Gleyber Torres, Ron Marinaccio. Did I mention Garrett Cole? No, I didn't mention Garrett Cole. Yeah, Johnny Brito. Who else is there? Who else is on this team? Let's see.
Just naming Yankees.
naming them. Oh, Loai Sigo. He's been doing well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wandy Peralta.
He is not allowed to run.
He is not. And I think I got one more, right? Let's go with. Let's go with Jimmy Cordero. There we go. There's your 12, 12.
There we go. Number 12 is me for calculating Kunj War.
Kunj Ball reference war.
Yeah, that's it's a very deep formula, you know. Come on.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And again, do not ask me to repeat it because I don't remember anything I said.
You're just sort of naming people, so yeah.
I'm literally just looking at the list and just like 1, 2, 3, 4.
All I can really tell you is that Aaron Hicks did not really make it.
Nor did Josh Donaldson. I purposefully left them both off.
No. But oh well. That's been the Kunj War leaderboard. So this will probably end up being a related topic, but let's do the Yankee and Manfred of the week.
Woo.
All right, who is your Yankee of the week? Is it number one in Kunj War?
No, I don't remember where he landed, but I do think I mentioned him. But it's gonna be Johnny Brito. What a debut!
Yeah, I think you put him at like 7 or something. I don't know. Just this is the disrespect.
I was looking at the batters and I remembered pitchers existed, so I had to like go down and scroll down.
That's how you know it's science.
Oh, pitchers existed. Yeah, sure. Gerrit Cole has 11 strikeouts and 6 shutout innings. Yeah, you're probably number 8.
Yeah. But Brito's a good pick, I think. As we said, can't ask for a better debut than that. We'll see him back at some point.
Yeah.
And if that's your number 8 starter or whatever, then thumbs up.
Exactly. And I figured, you know, he deserves an actual mention for Yankee of the Week. Make him feel better about being demoted.
Yeah, because he listens.
Yeah, no, 100%. Johnny Brito, number one fan.
Hi, Johnny. What up?
He's the first follower for our Podium and Park.
Yes, that's right. my Yankee of the week is going to be Gleyber Torres. I think when you hit 2 home runs, you walk 5 times, you steal as many bases as Anthony Volpe quietly, and your expectations were very like much in the middle at best, I think gets a good start for you. And let's hope that Gleyber has wore that in him.
Yeah, and no, absolutely. Gleyber's start to the season has been great. I'm just going to add one more thing. Like, I'm playing by the same rules as last year where like Aaron Judge has to do something absolutely ridiculous to actually get this award because otherwise he's just by default the Yankee of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's still technically the other Yankee of the week until he gives us a reason to not do that. But for right now, just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, no, it's sort of like the it's like the Shohei Ohtani thing where like in any other year he would have just won the MVP last year, but you know, a crazy thing happened with Aaron Judge hitting 62 dingers, so you know.
Exactly. Same concept. Aaron Judge is Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, but Gleyber Torres out-hit Aaron Judge this past week, so how about them apples, Aaron?
Ooh.
Snap. Although Aaron Judge did hit a 412, but we care about on base percentage, Aaron. I know you don't. You never walk, man.
He's got one walk so far.
He has one walk, yeah. Remember last year when like they just stopped pitching to him in September and he's like, okay, I guess I'll just get a million walks like Barry Bonds.
Exactly.
What a weird year.
It was. It's gonna be even weirder this year.
Oh yeah. Who's your Manfred of the week?
I'm gonna go with Michael King. I was just so looking forward to, you know, seeing him pitch again in the regular season game, and just was sad. I mean, again, I know he's gonna be fine. I think he's gonna be fine. We're rooting for 100 innings, but it made me sad, and I don't like to be sad.
Yeah, that's fair.
Breaking news: Kunj does not like to be sad. He likes to be happy.
You know what? I'm not down for it either.
Yeah.
I gotta be in the mood and like listening to The Used or MCR or some.
Yeah, exactly. Need the rain to be falling and then just like dim lights and just like, oh no.
Exactly. That's all I do. I go, oh no.
that's what I do when I'm sad. I just go, oh no. What are we talking about? Anyway, come on. Who's your Manfred of the week?
My man for the week is Aaron Hicks, because, man, why did we have to, like, I know he's just, like, being frank and honest with the press at this point because he just doesn't care, but, like, did we really have to make a whole playing time thing, like, three games into the season? I think it's pretty understood that, like, you're not the starter anymore. The Yankees aren't really sure what to do with you, and I'm sorry about that, but, like, must we create these extra headlines this early? Okay, man.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, the whole thing is just depressing. I like Aaron Hicks.
Oh, but... yeah. I think, honestly, like, as far as, like, the Aaron Hicks spectrum goes, we're probably on the higher side, you know? Because we remember how fun he was at the start of his Yankees career, basically up until the extension. And even as recently as 2020 had some moments, but, like, it past couple of years, rough.
Yeah, no, definitely. And, like, even just as, like, a person or whatever, you know, he's been enjoyable. He hasn't been hasn't really caused any issues or been, like, a headache like that. Just couldn't stay healthy. And then now it's just very obvious that his playing days are, you know, his good playing days are behind him. And it sucks. And it's just depressing. I honestly haven't even read that article yet because I just didn't want to. I was like, no good can come from me reading this.
Yeah, it's a bummer. I know that'll shock you, but. Maybe he needs to be like Joey Gallo and hide somewhere and do better. Like, hey, I'm glad to see Joey Gallo 3 home runs in his first couple games with the Twins. So look at him go.
Same thing happened with the Dodgers when he got traded and then it fell off the face of the earth there too.
Yeah, probably. Also, they've been playing him at first base, which is kind of funny because he is a good outfielder, but whatever, if you do you, Twins. Hey,
whatever works, I guess.
Yeah. I guess I don't even know who'd be the first baseman anyway, because they traded Arraez. So, yeah, I guess throw Joey Gallo out there, whatever.
Sure.
Twins small. Undefeated, by the way. So
it's clearly a winning strategy, then.
They're going to win Twins until they play the Yankees, and they probably will not.
Nope.
Okay. Coming up soon, we'll have the two more games against the Phillies. Then the Yankees travel to Baltimore for their home opening series at Camden Yards. I'll actually be at the game on Saturday, so I am looking forward to that. And that's what's coming up.
Yep. Just remember Friday again, off day for the Yankees and Orioles because of their home opener.
Yep.
And I hate that, but whatever, it is what it is. I get why they do it, so it's just annoying.
Yeah.
It's more annoying for like the first day of the season or the second day of the season to have like off day. Where it's just like, oh man, winter's done, baseball's back, and it's gone.
Yeah, yeah. But what you gonna do?
I get why they do it, so whatever.
Yeah, and I guess you should say they'll go to Cleveland for 3 after the Orioles series. So, yeah,
and that's probably when we'll reconvene somewhere during that series.
Yeah, probably next Tuesday, but we will pop up back in your feeds as we see fit. All right, so follow us on Twitter at MernsPSA, Pinstrip Alley. Let's bring back a classic. Where can people follow you this week?
Oh, we're doing that. Yeah, let's go with at Elon Musk.
Oh, God.
Please tweet me.
Please yell at me. Oh, God. Well, thanks, man.
You're welcome.
All right, well, on that dour note... thanks for tuning in. Let's go, Yankees. Good to have baseball back. And go, Aaron Judge.
Woo!